Hi everyone, this is Lena recording from my home office. This is a special edition of Podskatt. We are doing this in English and we're trying to give you all foreign workers some advice when you are going to deliver your tax return. With me today, I have my tax expert from our customer service department, Carolina. And we also have found a foreign worker, Helen, that has a lot of questions for us. So Helen, are you here?
I'm here. Thank you for letting me come on Podskatt.
And Caroline, are you all here also?
I'm ready. Let's hear what Helen has to say.
Okay. Shoot, Helen.
Okay. So I'm from England and I'm a foreign worker in Norway. I've got a job in Norway. And my employer deducts my tax automatically. So when I get my tax return, it just looks like everything's all sorted and done and I don't need to change anything. But I've got a few questions about my money in England and what I need to do about that. So like my kids have got savings accounts that their grandparents put money into back in England. And I'm guessing that because they're kids and that's not in Norway that I'm not sure I need to put that on my tax return. Is that correct?
No, you need to, since you're living in Norway, you need to declare all your taxes and all your wealth and your income from different parts of the world to your tax return. So it needs to be in there.
Okay, so even like my children's bank accounts, I have to write that on my tax return in Norway.
Yeah.
Will I pay tax on it?
Yeah, you need to pay taxes on all your wealth.
Okay, but if I don't have the wealth tax, the formuesskatt, then it doesn't make any difference.
No, it shouldn't. If it's just the wealth, then but you still need to declare it, even though it might not be taxable, then you need to put it in your tax return.
Okay, so I have to go in and add my English accounts on the Norwegian tax return.
Yes. That's great.
Okay. What about if I have an apartment in London that I'm renting out while I live here? Like, I don't know if I'm going to go back or not. So I'm just renting it out for now. But that I pay tax on that money on my English tax return. So that has that got anything to do with Norway?
Yes, you have to put that one on your Norwegian tax return as well. Both your apartment and you have to declare also the income that you have. But you said that you pay tax in England for that income?
Yeah, because it's taxable. It's taxable in England.
Okay, and then you have to let us know that you pay tax on that amount and then we will deduct that tax on your Norwegian tax return.
Okay, so I don't pay tax on it twice.
No, you don't. You don't pay double tax.
That's good to know.
Yeah. But it's called a credit fradrag, so you have to put declare a credit fradrag. Credit fradrag, yeah.
And you need to ask for it. It won't happen automatically, so you need to give information about the tax that you've paid in UK as well. It's not enough to just give information about the income. The tax won't be calculated, and we don't know what you paid in tax in England. So you need to tell us.
I heard something about that the tax authorities share information with each other now, though. Doesn't it just happen automatically?
No, well, not these kinds of informations.
No.
Okay. So I write my bank accounts and my apartment and money I get from renting it out on my Norwegian tax return.
Yes.
What about my pension fund? And I haven't got any shares in England, but if I had shares, but an employer I used to have from my old job in England, they used to pay in a pension fund as part of my salary when I worked there. What do I do about that?
It's the same thing. Still need to declare it in Norway.
Okay, I'm kind of getting the message I have to declare everything in Norway.
Everything. You're globally taxable to Norway for everything you earn and everything you own in the whole world, mostly.
Okay.
But also you have to be aware that if you pay tax, you will not be double taxed, but you have to let us know on your tax return. So you have to declare if you pay tax in the UK, so we can help you not pay double tax.
Yeah, that's because important. Do you have any, does Norway have like an agreement or something with England?
Yeah, Norway has taxable agreements with a lot of countries. But still, so you're taxable in Norway.
So I don't have to pay tax both places, but I just have to report it in Norway.
Yes, report your income and report your paid taxes in the UK so that we can give you the deduction that Lena talked about.
Okay. I've heard about this. I'm friends with a lot of other foreign people in Norway, and I hear a lot about this different kind of tax schemes for foreigners. Some people say there's like 10% tax rate, or there's like a PAYE scheme. What should I be doing those?
Well, they are two different things. The first one, the 10% tax deduction for foreign workers, that's something that's not possible anymore. It stopped, I think, in 2018. When this PAYE, this PAYE, kildeskatt på lønn, that's only for those who are temporarily in Norway, and as I understand, you've been living in Norway for quite a while, so that doesn't appear to you.
Okay, so it's just for people who are just moving here to work now.
Yeah, yeah. And also this kildeskatt på lønn, this PAYE, is also something that you have to decide to be a part of when you get your tax card when you arrive to Norway. So yeah, you have to get in that scheme right away. So you cannot decide that later.
Okay, so I'm already getting a skattemelding, a tax return. So that means I'm already in the main system. So I just carry on doing that.
Yes, that's right.
Who can use the other one?
Foreign workers who are temporarily in Norway or just partially parts of a year in Norway, they can decide to be deducted of this PAYE system, which means that they have 25% tax on all their income, and they have an quite easier way of deducting their taxes, or they have no declaration, it's just information. But as long as you stay most of the year in Norway, then you're not entitled to this PAYE as you have when you've been in Norway for such a long time.
Okay, so but if you've been in Norway just even for just like one whole year or longer, you have to do it the same way as me?
You can have the PAYE the first year, and then you have to go to the regular Norwegian taxation rules the next year if you're planning to stay permanently in Norway. But if you're only here for a couple of months 1 year and then a couple of months next year, you can have this PAYE both of the years.
So if I was just here on a project for a few months, I wouldn't have to do all of this, writing my English bank account and apartment, and that's, I wouldn't need to do it.
Well, if you're less than 6 months in Norway every year, then you're you might not be completely taxable to Norway, and then you're only taxable for what you earn in Norway, and you can use this PAYE, the 25% tax. You need to decide that, as Lena said, you need to decide that when you apply for your tax card. And you can opt out of the PAYE later if you want to, but you cannot change your mind and go into the PAYE if you've already chosen to be taxated after Norwegian rules.
Okay. How do you know when you have to be totally taxable in Norway? When does that happen?
That happens, well, our systems will kick you out from the PAYE system when you are taxable, completely taxable to Norway and need to follow the Norwegian rules instead.
Okay, so as long as I register, get a tax card, and then my employer or me reports the information every month or every year, then I get told when I need to do something differently.
Yeah, then you're just allowed to have the PAYE for the first year, the 12 months.
Okay. It sounds like I need to read up a bit more about this so that I can understand it better. So what do you recommend I can do to find more information?
On our webpage on skatteetaten.no, there are a lot of information for foreigners, especially on this payout, where you can read more about it.
Is there more information there about commuting and travel expenses? Because I would like to know more about that too.
Yeah, definitely. You should definitely go to our webpage and look into that as well.
Yeah, and all the information is also in English, so you can read it understandable.
Great, because tax can be tough, so it's good that it's all in English.
Yeah.
And you must remember that your tax return is, you have to deliver it by April 30th.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. So I log in, check all information. I'm going to go in, I'm going to write in my all the money and things I have in England, and then I'm going to send it in.
Yes, and also information about what you paid in taxes in England, so that you will have the correct deductions.
Yes.
And not be double taxed.
Okay, that's helped me quite a lot. So I'm going to go and read up a bit more. And what do I do if I still have questions?
You can call us or you can chat. We are available for you both chat and phone calls. And also you can write to us if you have more information or you need more information.
And if I ring the helpline, can I get help in English?
Yeah, sure. You have only, you have, there are selections for English language on, I think, all the lines that you can call. So people will help you in English.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Okay, good, Helen. I hope you had some good outcome of the conversation and they got your help for the questions.
Yeah, it was good. Really useful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.